Ayan Daf, Ayan Aleph, Ahmed Aleph. We hear a member of Rabbi. Rabbi said, Keshem Shetume Blue Eina Mitama, Kach Tara Blue Eina Mitma. That if there's a Tara Blue Begufa Odom, it is not mekabel tume. Let's just go over quickly the Gemara. Blue minolon. How do we know that a tume blue is not metamo? Tchsi v'oicho min ebloso yechabes b'godov. A person ate an avela of a behemoth tmeyim. Yechabes b'godov. And then he stoyed after Erev Shemesh. Milo yaskinen da'ochol samach l'shkiya sachamo. The Pasuk is speaking about b'chol oifim. And after Erev Shemesh, there's still the Nevela B'seichai, B'seich Gufai. And the Nevela is Metama B'masai, B'koma Rachmona Toya. And the Pasuk says after Erev Shemesh, he's Toya. Why isn't the Nevela that's B'seich Gufai Metama B'masai? So the Gemara asks, V'dul Mishani Hosam D'lechosi Leger, maybe the reason it is not metame, not because of tum mabluwe, no, the reason is because it became nitka the shame nevela after he swallowed it. It's not roi lachilas ger. Anichel Rabbi Yochanan doma achazu vachazu ad lekel of shapir. No, Rabbi Yochanan holds that even though it's not roi lachilas ger, it's metame tum chamure till it's nivsam achilas kelev shapir. So then it's a gewaldike raya. Ella le ba'apode da oma tume chamure le ger betume kala ad le kele ba'apode holds that if it is not roi lachilis ger it's not metama tume chamure so could be mishum le chozi le gerhu could be it's not chozi le ger so the Gemara says nehede le chozi befona v'shalei befona merzi chozi that means if a guy, a girl would see where it's coming from, he would need it. But what he doesn't know doesn't harm him. So lemaise, it's considered roi leger. If it's roi leger, so memela we have here this kasha. So why is he toya? If a person who ate a nivlas behema, why is he toya? It's alkochoch. Because a tuma blue is not metame. Just let's learn one Rashi, which is Tachtamir Merdik Negeya, the Gemara further. The second Rashi, when the lines start getting wide. Milo Yaskinin, Afilu Ba'ichu Nevela, Samoch Lashkiya Sahama. We're speaking about that he ate a Nevela, Samoch Lashkiya Sahama, Dadainu Bemeya, Volainis Akla. It's still Bemeya, Volainis Akla, Bekamatayr Lekro, Beherev Shemesh. The Pasuk says, he's toyer be'erev shemesh, alme, mikivin shenivlom, that since it became nivla begufoi, arei hi kimu ukeles le'inyin le'tame. So Rashi says that it's a mahalach, what is pshat in the zin of tume blue? So Rashi says it's kimu ukeles. That it's like it's digested already. Le'inyin le'tame. That is the lumdus of tume blue. Even though the metzias it's not mukel, it's by lachilas ger. But in lumdus, it has a din of kemukelus. Now let's go further in the Gemara. Now Rabbi said a statement: Kishem shetume blue eina metamo. That if a person has swallowed a dovo toyer and he went to oil amaze, so will not be mekabel tume. So the Gemara says further as follows. Ashkechan tume blue. Good, you have a raya from tume blue. It says that he the Pasuk is speaking about a fellow who he ate kezayis min a nevela samach l'shkiya sacham, and it was as yet not digested, and he's still toyer. So we see there's a concept of tuma blue aina metama. Abotare blue minolam. How do we know that if a dovo toil, let's say a person swallowed a tabas, and he went into a yelamase, how do you know that a tare blue is not mekabel tume? So the Gemara says, kal v'chayma. I have a kal v'chayma. Umak li cheres amukiv tzomit posel. A kli cheres that's mukiv tzomit posel, that means that a kli cheres is not mekabel tume migaboy from the outside. And the Pesach of the Kli Cheres is sealed with a Tzomit Posel. And what will be in, if you have this Kli Cheres that has, let's say, a Kezayis min Ameis, She'enei Matzel al Tumish HaBesoyche Militame, is not Matzel al Tumish HaBesoyche Militame, then you have a Kezayis min Ameis in a Kli Cheres. So the whole house, in the room, the whole room will be tumei. The tumei will be bekas boile. The oma ma'al tumei ritzutza bekas boile. A tumei that is no oil tefach on top of it is breaks through and is oil adla rakia. So we see a kli cheres at a tumit posel cannot be megin that the tumei shebesoichoi should not go through the Kli Cheres and be metame the whole area. Matzel al tare shebesoichoi afal pike. If you have a Kli Cheres at the summit puzzle, and in this Kli Cheres you have a dover toyer, and it's in a oil amaze. So the halacha is that the dover toyer remains toyer, a Kli Cheres at summit puzzle is making al tare shebesoichoi. Militame, from becoming tame. Adam, shematzel al tumish shebesoichai, an Adam that's matzel al tumish shebesoichai, he has inside of himself an availer, so it is not mitame him. Militame, ein edin, shematzel al tara shebesoichai, sabade givit, it should be matzel al tara shebesoichai militome. That means we see that tzola of an odom besoichai is much stronger than that tzola of a kli cheres. And a kli cheres is not matzel al tumish shebesoichai militome. Afal pikein, it's matzel al tara shebesoichai to become tome. So an odom that's matzel al tumish shebesoichai militome, about the givitz, it should be matzel al tarish abesoichem mili tome from becoming tome. So here we have a kal v'chayma. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, taro blua da'ina mekabelis tume minolam. How do we know that a taro blua is not mekabel tume? Makli cheres hamukiv tzomit posel, she'enei matzel al tumme shebesoiche militame. Shim hoyo kezayis hameis besoiche. It was of a kezayis of a meis in a kli cheres. Ein blias hakeli, that was velua in the keli, makbosoi militame es hakeli, this kol oil, will not prevent the keli from becoming tummy and the whole oil from becoming tummy. Doma ma tuma ritzutza bekalka she'ein lo oyel tefach bekas voile umetame kol amahilim ole, whoever will be mild directly over the tume, will put his hand over the area that the tume is coming out from, he'll become tume. Afilu samoch l'rakia, it's oilad l'rakia. Alme afilu blias kalka eina ma'akevet. We see afilu v'yev tume balua and kalke. This will not prevent the tume's mate from being baikei and oila adla rekiya. V'choshkein blias keili. Sabad givis a blias keili zicha cannot prevent the tume from being oila adla rekiya. Bareyu matzel al tare shebesoichis. Afilu this kli cheres that is not capable of being matzel al tumish shebesoichoi. מטל על תאר שבסויכוי, ומעכבס מלי תומי, הנה פריבנט, בתאר שבסויכוי, from becoming תומי, ואילמייס, כנמרינם בפרק אמן. Before we go further, it seems Rashi was looking for a moker that a kli cheres is not matzel on the tumah shebesoichoi. Who says it's not matzel? So Rashi seems to be making a kal v'chaima from a tumah that's nivla besoich hakarke. Rashi makes a kal v'chaima. Alma afilu b'li yitzkarka eina ma'keves v'choshken b'li yitzkeli. Rashi makes a kal v'chaimah that afilu b'li yitzkarka eina ma'keves choshken b'li yitzkeli. So first of all, you have to understand what's the kal v'chaimah. Rashi is going with a mid of a kal v'chaimah. Rashi did not find any place that says that a kli cheres is not matzel al tumah shebesoichoi. But Rashi says you can figure it out from karke. Afilu b'li yitzkarka eina ma'keves. So l'chaire Rashi means because karke is b'chlal not mekabel tumah, and a kli cheres is mekabel tumah mitoichoi. It's a keli that's mekabel tumah. So bli eskalke, that's v'chlal not mekabel tumah, is not capable of being meinei the tumah from being bekei of oilem. So a koshkein bli eskli, it's yom mekabel tumah. The zicha can't be meinei. That's l'chayre poshib shat n'rashi. Because Rashi was groping for a mekair that who says a kli cher is not matzel on the tumah shebesoicha. So Rashi says it's a kavochema from kalke. The Rishash asks a kasha on Rashi, so it seems from Rashi that karka is better than a kli cheres. So let's go. So a kli cheres that is matzel on the tare shebesoichoi. He says, what if you have tare that's blue in the karka? Yeah, that is a bias, that is a mace in the bias, and underneath in the karka there's a tabas toil. What'll happen with the tabas? Well, the tabas remained to it. So, l'chayre, the way Rashi is being magdil d'inyon, which is zicha, klicheres is matzul, so karka zicha matzul, and he says it's not true. It's brought down that if you have a kezayis on the mace, the tumme is bekas v'oilam, bekas v'yeredes adatohim. So karka is worse than a klicheres. Kalk is not matzel. If you have a tumah, if a kezayis in the mace, it's by kev yored adatoim. So if you have a kli toyer underneath it, it will go straight down. So he doesn't understand. He blames that toch here. Rashi seems was groping for a makir that who says machlal that kli cheres is not matzel on tumah shebesoichoi. So the whole makir was from a Tuma Blu and Bekalke, which Rashi held is a greater protector than a Kli Cheres, because this is the Rishash discussion. Okay, let's go further. Odom Shema'akev Tume Shebesoiche Militame. An Odom that's Ma'akev Tume Shebesoiche Militame. So, an Odom is in Lugabi Tumme, it's kill, it has Bokulis. It's Makiv Tumme Shebesoichem Ilatame. He has an availant side of him. It's not Metame him. Ein Edin Shematzel Altare Shebesoichem Militame Mishum Balua. So it means it's a Kalvachayma from a Klicheres. So the Gemara asks, Male Klicheres Shekein Ein Metame Migaboy. Tayma ba'odam shemetame migabay. But you're telling me that an odam legabitume is more kill than a klicheres. I'll show you that a klicheres is more kill than an odam. That a klicheres is not metame migabay. It's not mekabotame migabay. Tayma ba'odam shemetame migabay. So there's a chaymer of verkehrt, so a klicheres, his, this mile, this cool, it's not mekabo tumme megaboy. So maybe that's why it's matzel altare shebesoiche. You see, there's another cooler, it's not mekabo tumme megaboy. Taima ba'odom shemetama megaboy, anodom is a chumre, that it's metama megaboy. So it could be, therefore, it's not matzel altare shebesoiche. So the Gemara says, Otto anan migaboy kamrinan, mitoiche kamrinan. We are learning the toich of an Adam, and if we're learning from the toich of Adam, that what the gab is mekabotum is irrelevant. We learn that the toich should be matul. And adarabe klicheres chomo shekeim etame me'aviroi. And we're speaking about toich. So the toich of a klicheres is more chomel than the toich of an odom. A toich of a klicheres is mekabel tumme me'avire without negiye. And by an odom there's no such concept that toich should be mekabel tumme me'avire. There's a very interesting Tosfos HaRosh that asks Akasha, the Gemara is going with a midah of a kal v'chomer. Madach akli cheres is not mit matzel antumish shebesoichai. It is matzel apikain, it's matzel altare shebesoichai. Odom, that's matzel altumish shebesoichai, zichas shebi matzel altare shebesoichai. So the Tais HaRosh asks a very pertinent kasha. He says, with napshat that a klicheres is more chomel than an odom, and we're making kavuchoymer that the klicheres that's chomel has a kule that it's matzel tare shebesoichoy, is the odom that's killed, shezicha be matzel the tare shebesoichoy. He says it's not a choymer bekal. Yes, it is follows. He says that what a kli cheres is not matzal ala tume, because a kli cheres is mitame mitoichoi. It's mekabel tume mitoichoi. If you have a mace inside a kli cheres, gezayis of a mace inside a kli cheres, so the kli cheres becomes tume. No, a dover that's mekabel tum is not choytet bifnei atum. We have such a klal. More baba basra. A dover mekabel tum is not choytet bifnei atum. So memele, so that's why a klicheres is not choytet bifnei atum, because it was mekabel tum. The odom is not mekabel tum mitoichoi, so that's why it's matzel. But not pshad is that odom is kira, that klicheres is chomo. If it's mekabel tum, it can't be choitzes. It's not mekabel tum, it's choitzes, but not a mida of a kal v'chomer. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh asks, and he says, amoyre de keteres, he says, it's not true. He brings a mishnah in Neholos, amoyre de kemishnah in Neholos. The mishnah in Neholos says, if you have two chovyesin of cheres, and in each chavis there was a chatzi zayis of a mace. In each chavis was a chatzi zayis of a mace. And it's in a house. So it says in the Mishnah, the house is tomei and the chavis in our toil. Tomei the Mishnah. What's pshat in the Mishnah? Pshat in the Mishnah is because in the house I make a zayis of a mace. So in the house is tomei. Each klicheres is toil. Because a chatzis ayis min a mace is not mekabel tumah. So amoyre dikazach. So you see that what a Kli Cheres is not Matzel is not because the Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumme. I'll find you a case of Kli Cheres, not because Kli Cheres is Mekabel Tumme. But the Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumme. It has all the components of being Choytis, Alfa Piken, it's not Choytis. So forget, so that's the Midah of a Kalbo Chaymer. That's the Midah of the Kalbo Chaymer. A Kli Cheres has a Chumre. Even though it's not mekabel tumme, it's not choytzes b'fnei atumme, and an adam is choytzes b'fnei atumme. So vada gewiss, when a kli cheres is choytzes, that it shouldn't become, that it shouldn't, an adam or toyer, vada gewiss, an adam. Now, let us see Rashi. Malik li cheres, dinu she yatzel al tare she besoichoi. Kli cheres should be matzel al tare she besoichoi. She ken yesh boi tzad kal acher. It is another kulet. She ene metame megaboi. It's not metame megaboi. So the Gemara says, Otu anan megaboi kamrinan. We're learning from Migaboy, Miyafinen Gav Odom, Migav Kli Cheres, are we learning that from the Gav Odom, the Gav Kli Cheres, the Tipre Chochi, that the Gav Kli Cheres is more kill than the Gav of an Odom? Mitoiche Kamrinin, Toich the Odom, Gamrinin, Mitoich Kli Cheres. I'm learning out the Toich of an Odom from a Toich of a Kli Cheres. The Choshke, the Kalvachoy Malimu, the Adarabe, Toich Li Cheres Chomo Mitoiche Shalodom. The Toich of a Kli Cheres is more Chomo. Shekein Mitame Meyavira Beloi Negiye. That without Negiye, it's Mekabo Tume Meyavira. Vesheretz is dangling in the Toich of a Kli Cheres, it's Mekabo Tume. Ma Shein Kein Bo'odom, by an Odom, the Toich of an Odom, there's no such Chomo. Hilkach, Kalvachoy Ma. Ma'aber kli cheres she'enei mavliye tume sheboi militamei. Mavliye tare sheboi militamei. But a kli cheres is mavliye the tare sheboi and it is matzalit from becoming tamei. Odom she mavliye tume shebesoichoi militamei. Enei din she yatzel al tare sheboi militamei. Hoyu vekalu, vakerta, odom is kill legabitume. Shein mekabel avir odom tumaloilam. Bechlau, there's the toich of an odom doesn't have this chumre of what a kli cheres says. So yes, vakerta, it has all kulis legabitume, so it's zicher should be matzel altare sheboi. Let us see Taisvis. Otu anan migaboy kamrina, mitoichai kamrina. Are we saying that the gav should be matzo, the toich should be matzo? Taima. Like Taisvis, mikomok in poruch shaper. The eich taveratome, given the gaboy toich. The Gemara is saying as follows, that by a Kli Cheres that finds itself Bo'oyel HaMeis, so there the Tumah does not penetrate, because it can't penetrate, because the Gav is not Mekabel Tumah. So therefore the outside Tumah cannot penetrate into the Kli Cheres, so that is why that what is Nimsa B'Seich HaKli Cheres, it's Toyer. Masha ain't came by a person. Since the Gav is Tomei, a person will walk into an oil maze. The Gav is Tomei, so could be. The Tumah can penetrate and it'll be Matame Masha Besaif. The Yeshloima, the Odom, Nami, the Toichai, Toyer, Matzel. The toich of an Odom is matzel. That means even though the gaboy is tamei, the gaboy of the person is tamei, but the toichoi is toir, the toichoi toir matzel. That means the umak licheres hamukiv tzomit posel she'en gaboy matzel lochet bifnei atume shebesoicha. That means, let's talk about a klicheres. The gav is not mekabel tume. Afal pikein if he have tume shebesoicha. So the gav of the klicheres, the outside of the klicheres, is not matzel bifnei atume shebesoicha. Militame. The gav cannot be matzel from tumah shebesoichei. Matzel al tari shebesoichei militamei, but the gav is matzel al tari shebesoichei militamei. Is toichei shel odom shematzel v'chaitzis bifnei atumah shebesoichei militamei. In idim sheyatzel toichoi al tare shebesoichoi militomei. Now let us explain. Tosfos is saying as follows. We are learning out a kal v'chomer the toich of a odom from the gav of a klicheres, from the outside of a klicheres. The outside of a klicheres, when you have a klicheres in the oil ha-meis, you have a dover toir in the klicheres, the tumah in the oil ha-meis does not penetrate. Does not penetrate the klicheres. The gav is making on the toich. Afal pikein, if I have a kezayis min a mace in the klicheres, so then the gav doesn't work. The tumah penetrates the gav. So we see the gav of a klicheres is not capable of ensuring that the tumah should not break through, but it is capable, if the tumah is inside, but it is capable of being matzel the tumah from coming in. If there's tumah inside, it can't go out. If there's tumah outside, it won't go in. So the koyach of the gav is to prevent tumah from entering, is not the koyach from the tumah to break through. That is the koyach of the gav. Of a klicheres. An odom, if an odom has a nevela inside of him, like a kezayis of a nevela, so the toich prevents this tumah from going further. He's carrying an nevela. He's carrying an nevela, and he should be tumah if he has a kezayis of a nevela inside of him. So the toich, his toich is capable of preventing the tumah from spreading. So avadi givis, the toich should be capable of preventing the tumah from entering. That is the kal v'chomer from a klicheres. A klicheres is the gav is not the koyach to prevent it from spreading. If the tumah inside is going to spread out, but afal pike is the koyach to prevent tumah from entering. So I learn out the toich of an odom from the gav of a klicheres. The toich of an odom that is capable of preventing the tumah of spreading. Avadi gibis, it should prevent the tumah from entering. Yes, so bimtaima. Kiven the hod the other matzel al tare shebesoichoi. That when an odom is matzel al tare shebesoichoi, hainu mikal vochoyme de klicheres. It's the whole source that we know that an odom is matzel al tare shebesoichoi, hainu mikal vochoyme de klicheres, im kein, neimodayoi, so it can only be matzel what a klicheres is matzel. V'lo yatzel al tara shebesoichei militomei beheset hazok, kemoi klich mes hamukev tzomet posel ומתאמי בהסת הזאת. נא, הכלי חרס, הצצומת פוסל, זה מסל בו ילמס, פיין, זה נאו מייס, and you have something in there, you have a ring in there, it's a nail mace, no problem, it remains to it. But what if a zog is maces the kli cheres? He moves it. He moves the kli cheres. He didn't touch the inside of the keli. He didn't touch the tabas inside the keli. He moved the keli from the outside. So the halacha is the that was inside became tummy. He moved the, there's a ring inside. He moved the ring. So I it's in a kli cheres that some it puzzle. That's irrelevant. The Gemara learns out. That a zov is metame mashe b'soichoi b'soich akliheres atzomit bos. That's the halacha. So Tosfos is going to ask a kasha. So now, if the whole mekoyer that an odom is matzal on a tarish b'soichoi is based because we learn out from akliheres, it can't be better than akliheres. So what will be if you'll have heset hazov? You'll have heset hazov on something shebesoichoi. Let us say hazov will push the person. There's a zov, then he pushes the person. It was meset the tar shebesoichoi. So since I learned afam a klicheres, it can be better than a klicheres. And Tais will prove it's not like that. That an odom is matzul me heset hazov, even though a klicheres is not matzul me heset hazov. So Tais says, how can this be if the whole mekoyel of that with another is matzal al tarish b'soichoi is mikoyach the kal v'chaimah from klicheres. It can't be better than a klicheres. That's how it's discussed. We're in time. Kimin dohod the other matzal al tarish b'soichoi haynu mikal v'chaimah the klicheres. In kei neima dayoi b'layatzal al tarish b'soichoi miletamei beheset hazov kemoi klicheres amukim tzomet posel. The mitame behesed hazov, it's makabel tome. Kedemrinim b'seif hanazikim. The Gemara says, v'leich, it's something about a klicheres, that's a tomet posel, shemo hisito ishtoi nide. Fine. So we see clear, a klicheres, that's mukim tomet posel, is the teich is makabel tome, mehesed hazov. V'ilu. B'teisefte, the oiholois, toni behedyem, the other matzel al tara shebesoichai militomei beheset hazov. There's an oven at the sefte that says another is matzel. Domulam beisili ata moidin beblias tabas venichas leila meis, omulam beisham ilayme malta betabashi teire beheset hazov. Al kaponim teise says an oven at the sefte in the holeis, that an odom is matzel meheset hazov, and since the kal v'chaime is from a klicheres, so it can't be better than a klicheres. That's the Tosfos kasha. V'yeshloimer the ovdi kal v'chaime mipachim ktanim amukef tzomet posel. V'afilu v'loy hekef tzomet posel tohirim b'mas hazov v'fi she'ein boim l'chlal maga לפי שאין סייפון להיפסח, שאין איבולך למאג, אין איבולך למאסה, כדאמה בוער ברית. Tosfos says there's a כלי חרס, פחים קטנים, that the opening is very small. You can't touch the contents inside from the opening. So there the halacha is, if azov is meset it, it's not mekabel tome. Heset azov is only mekabel, is metame, if the zov could be negeya, then the zov is metame, but he's not negeya. But if it's such an oifen that it's ain't a bo lichlal mage, so it's not bo lichlal hesed. So Tosfos says, we don't have to learn out from a big klicheres amukim tzomet posel, we can learn out from pachim ktanim, that they have a unique aloche that hesed a zov is not metame. So we make the kal v'chaimer from pachim tanim. Now the pachim tanim, if there's a k'sayis mace inside, it's not matzel that it shouldn't spread out, and it's matzel mi'ayla mace, and it's matzel also mehesed hazov. Pachim tanim a matzel mehesed hazov. So memela odom teichay shel odom that's matzel And there shouldn't be a tumme of tumas oil by, and also a tumme of heset azot. Let us go further. Now the Gemara is going back a very interesting Gemara. Ashkechon balua v'lemaylo. Balua dilemato minolo. Now we're going back. Rabbi had learned that we have a posik that if a person ate a kezayis of a nevela, the nevela is not mitamehim. Now this kezayis of nevela came into his goof through his mouth. That I have a posik, a person ate kezayis nevela. I have a posik that this kezayis is not metame b'masa. That I have a posik. So the Gemara clears, but what's the din if the kezayis of nevela came in mi beis harei me'achoiro? What will be the din there? Will this kezayis also not be metame him, or it will be metame? Let us see what Rashi says. Zit Rashi. Dilamailo derech pit, the posik that says the kezayis is not metame, is speaking about a kain derech pit, kidechsiv va ha'oichel min nevlosa. So we're speaking about how did the nevela come inside of him? Through his mouth. So there we have a posik that lamai said that the nevela is not metame. The lamata, but what is if it entered his guf, toichoi? Milamata, tochav loy derech beis harei. Hache nivla, till it became nivla begufoi, uchagoin. Now Rashi has a problem. Why wasn't it metame him when he was toichav it, the seich gufoi, so it touched the his guf? So Rashi says, "Shayetochu b'shvay feres v'loitimoy b'chnisosay b'mage." It was in a type of a capsule, so it was not metame b'mage. Now the shall be metame b'masa. We'll see later the Baches Sakasha. Why did Rashi have to say such a case? I mean, just like the case of the posik, he when they were oichel nevela, he was tame, but was speaking about that he tovled himself and had of Shemesh helps. So could be tocheloy derech beis harei. He's also tamei, but he'll tovel himself. The shaila is now after erev shemesh, since it's bo b'soichoy shaloi kederech achile. So maybe it can't be matzul. Minayin shalachem mikan after becomes nivla beguf loy yitamenu. B'masa hoyel u'balua. A very interesting Gemara. The Gemara had such a shaila that there should be a difference how it became balua begufoi, how the oifen aknisa begufa was, derech piv or lamata. So let's go back to the Gemara. Ashkechon balua de lamailo. The Pasuk is speaking about that it was balua begufoi through the pet, balua de lamata, but that, what if it became balua through the beis harei minolon? How do you know that this will also be matzul? So the Gemara says, kal v'chaima, have a kal v'chaima, uma lemailo, when the pet, she'enoi oise iku, the peh, when it entered the peh, the knisa, we're talking about the derech, how it became balua. There's two ways fanim how it can become balua. There's a knisa min a peh, or the knisa is the beis harei. So the Gemara makes a kal v'chaima. Umadoch, if the knisa is from the peh. ומעלה מיילה שאיני עושה איקל. The pair does not completely digest. It doesn't digest. Ika digestion is from the teich kufay. Mala maila shayne oise iko. Matzo. La mata sha oise iko. If it's oise iko. Eine din sha matzo. A kalva chayma. That the knisa milamata is better than the knisa milamailo. The knisa milamailo does not make eco, does not make digestion. The knisa milamata makes digestion. So lechayre, this gemara is very difficult to understand. Who's talking about digestion now? We're talking about the tuma blue, it's metame, and all of a sudden we're speaking about the knisa was milamailo, milamata, and we're talking about all of a sudden about iko. But lechayre, we had started off this year with Rashi. Rashi says that the lomdus of tumah blua arei kimu ukeles leinyan letame. Somehow the gzeres hakosav of tumah blua is that it's mokel leinyan letame. It's not that a balinyan tumah. There's a din of kilo it's digested. So the Mele, so the Gemara says, so if the derech nisa was milamaila, that doesn't make equal. It gives it a din mu'ukul that it's not metamei. So milamato that makes equal, to zichi give it a din mu'ukul that it shouldn't be metamei. So, the Mele, what? Correct the Gemara. Correct the Gemara. Klum oise iko lamato ela yedei mai. Starts the digesting process, and that motivates that the inside should be machel. If your machnis the machel derech beis arei, there won't be any iko whatsoever. So you lost your kal v'chaima. What's your kal v'chaima that day? Mala mala shayna oise iko matzo, but the lamaila motivates the iko. The lamata, the if it was nichnas milamata, there's no iko whatsoever. That's the most kasha. Klum oise iko lamata el al yedei mailo. So lahochi iko the lamata rav. So the Gemara seems to answer like this. That is true. That the haschole to bring about equal is if it's nichnas lamailo. That's true. But the mokeime equal is zicha de lamato. So memele, so therefore in tuma blue, the lamato should not be worse than the lamailo. What does Rashi say? Minayin shalach mekan lo yitemenu b'masa hoyle b'lu, al yidei malim lo yikonis derech hape lo yisakul b'mayim lo ilom. Iko de mata rav, bepe eini misakul kol kach, ad she yoyren lamata. This is how Rashi learns Pshat in the Gemara. The Tveres Shaki wants to say a different pshat in the Gemara, which perhaps will be easier for us to understand. The Tveres Shaki wants to say, the Gemara Kloda Shaila, the Pasuk is speaking about a person ate something. As soon as he ate it, the Gemara Kloda Shaila should be metamin, before it should be metamin. So we learn now that it's not metamin. Tumah blua is not metamin. So he says, could be there, it's not metamet, because it's not oimed lotzeis. The vial and the matzah, he just ate it, it's not oimed lotzeis, that's called balua begufoi. If it was, but what if it's lamata, if it's kodiv lotzeis, that's not called balua. That was the shaklevatai in the Gemara. The lamaila lamata means something else. Lamaila means when it's kodiv lotzeis, that korim lotzeis lamata means when it's korim lotzeis. The Gemara says, since it's a mokim shayse iko chashiv yaisa balua.
That's how the Tzemach Shakim says Pshat in the Gemara. Let's go a little further. Zot the Gemara weiter. Ashkechon Bolua the Odom. So the Gemara says, fine. Well, here we see that a Dovah Tomei that's Bolua the Odom is not Metamei. Bolua the Behema Minola. What if you have a Dovah Tomei that's Bolua in the Behema? Because Lamaisa the din is, Taisu says, "Blue beheima minolam, the beheima lemetamik, and the muchachahu kelav dochol b'sar ameis lekamon." If you have a live kelav that ate a kezayis from a mace, so they have a kezayis of a mace in a room, and it's not metamik. So a balchai is also matzul the tumishe b'seichel. So the Gemara says, so how do we know this? Ashken blue the odo, blue the beheima minolam. Moses Kalvachayma, it's a Kalvachayma. Ma Odom Shemitame Mechayim. An Odom is Makabal Tume. Matzel Bibalua is Matzel Bibalua. That means a person is Makabal Tume. Afal Pikain, there's a Kula, even though he has this Chuma, he's Makabal Tume. He's Matzel Bibalua. Behemo She'eno Mitame Mechayim. And the din shall tatzel be balua. And the behem is bachana mekabel tume. So by the gibis it should be matzel be balua. So that's the kalvachayma. That means behem has more coolness in tume than another man. Another is mekabel tume, behem is not mekabel tume mechayim. So if another is matzel be balua, so by the gibis, a behem should be matzel be balua. So the Gemara says, no, but I'll tell you, there's a kula that an Odom possesses that a behemah doesn't possess. So this is a pichan yekal v'choyma. Mala Odom sheken tzorech shehiyah bebeis amenuge. Teima bebehemah she'ena tzricha shehiyah bebeis amenuge. A very interesting kasha. The halacha is, that if a person walks into a Beis HaMenugah, he's Tomei. His begodim are not Tomei. His begodim, he has to wait in the Beis HaMenugah, Ashir of Achilles Pras. 2 minutes. 9 minutes, whatever it is. He has to wait Ashir of Achilles Pras in order for his begodim to become Tomei. A behemah will walk into Beis HaMenugah, the begodim will become Tomei right away. So we find that there's a chaymer of a behema over another. Good, you found in other things there's a chaymer of Odom over behema, but there's a chaymer of a behema over an Odom and a Beis HaMenugah. So you can't make a kal v'chaymer anymore. A kal v'chaymer means that the kal has to have all the coolest of the chaymer. Well, this is not a 100% kal. A behemah is a chumre, what an Odom doesn't have in the Beis HaMenugah. So the Gemara says, behemah de nitzchich ashir be Beis HaMenugah l'may hilchase, l'kelim shal gabo. That means the kelim that are on the behemah will become tomei right away. Does not have to wait ashir akadei achilas pras. Odom nami loy boy, the kelim shall gabo, who also makabel tumah right away. This nan, we learned a mishnah, hanichnas lebeis hamenugah, a person enters a beis hamenugah, the kelov al kseifo, his begodim are on his shoulders, that means he's not wearing them. Visandalov vitaboiso biyodav, he's carrying his sandalim and his rings, in his hand, he's not wearing them. Hu vehein tmeyim miyat. So, by an Odom, as soon as they come in, they're mekabel tumah. Hayilavush kelov, if he was wearing his begodim, v'sandalov v'raglov, he was wearing his sandalim, v'tavoyso v'ezboi, the ring was on his finger, hu tmeyim miyat, he's tmeyim right away, vehein tahirim, and all these Kalim are toyer, at sheyishe bechtei achilas pras, paschitim, v'loi pasoirim, the time it will take to eat a pras, which is a half of two sudas, bread of two sudas, פסחיתם ולוי פסוירים, מייסב באויכל בליפטם. That means חזל said the sheer achila of a pras has to be that he's meisev v'oichel b'liftin, that means he eats it easier, he's completely concentrating to eat it, he has liftin to help him consume the pas. Kaponim, so what did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered that there's no chumre of a behema over an Odom, because a Odom Bekelov Shaal Gabov also will be Mitame right away. And this Kule, Samamela, there's no Chayma of a Behema over an Odom. A Behema Kelov Shaal Gabov is Mekabel Tumor right away. And Odom also Kelov Shaal Gabov is Mekabel Tumor right away. It is only a kule by Kelov Shalavushbem. But Al Kaponim, but whatever chumre a behemah is, another has also. That is what the Gemara answers. So you can make a kal v'chomer, so that's a behemah is killed from an Odom. But you have to understand this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Look Rashi. Tzarech shehiye letamei begodim, shulavush. He has to wait a certain amount of time in order that the begodim that he's wearing should be mekabel tumah. The sif abola bayis tumah. But like sif kibbutz begodim, that doesn't say that kibbutz begodim. As soon as he walks in, he's tumah. For oichol b'bayis, a person who eats in the bayis yechabes as begodim. But mina lo b'tayres kainem l'shoya shir achila. So kibbutz begodim is it doesn't become tumah right away. You have to wait a shir shir achila. Taima bebehemet, shem nitzriche shiye, shem nichneses teune kelem. If a behemet enters and it's carrying kelem, it ain't me miyat, the babola bayis krinem buhu. So al kaponim, we see a kule in Odom legabi kabola stuma over a behemet. A behemet walks in with kelem, the kelem are tummy right away. Odom walks in wearing begodim, they first become tamei after he was shayi kadeh kibbutz pras. Umishanim, so the Gemara says, L'may ilchis amrit ein tzricha shiyah. What are you talking about a behemah? That a behemah does not need shiyah. Al kochoch lekelim she'olel. We're speaking about the kelim that the behemah is carrying. The lav bas milbash begodimi. Rashi seems to learn Pshat the Gemara. There's no such concept of begodim by a behemah. That means there's a kula of an Odom that begodov is not mekabel tumah right away. By a behemah, there's no such, not Pshat that his begodim are mekabel tumah right away. There's no concept of begodim by a behemah. The lav bas milbash begodim is. Eloderech masoi, whatever behemoth walks in with, it's considered he's carrying a keli. Viterech masoi, odom gufile boishia. That means that what a behemoth is metame komash and nichnas imoi is because it's not begodov, it's derech masoi. And whatever person brings in and he carries with him is makabel tumah right away. And by, that's by behemoth, that's by an odom. Derech masi adam gufele boishiyah, shimlei hoyo lovish begodov, ela not lom al kseifoi benichnas, temei miyad, betaboisov biyodov, he was carrying his rings, bekumtoi, shleike derech malbush, temei miyad, krine nami bekelem babola bais, hoyo lovish kelov, but if he's wearing his begodim, avalu begodim, didei, these are called his begodim, וכסיב אויכל בבייס יחבס אס בגודוב עד שיישה שירחילה פרס חצי קיקר של ערב. This is a פרס is a half a קיקר of an ערב שהוא מוזן שתי סודאיס והוא שמיין הבן כנמרין בערב and so it's talent bank.